Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the Chicago Board of Trade as well as the wheat exchanges. The July wheat in Kansas City opened up 3 this morning at $7.91 a bushel. September opened up 1.5 at $8.04. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract for July opened down 2 at $9.73. September up 5 at $8.60. In Chicago, the July wheat contract opened at $7.51 a bushel, up a half penny. September, $7.68.5, up 1.5, and December opened at $7.90, up 0.25. In the corn pit, July nearby corn opened at $6.11, up 3. September harvest month contract opened at $6.22, up 0.75. December, $6.38.5, up a penny and 0.75. March corn opened at $6.53, up 2. The May, $6.63, up 5. In the beans, the July contract opened at $13.63.75, up 4.25 cents. The August at $13.69, up 4. September beans opened up 2 at $13.58. November, $13.54, up a quarter of a cent. The January beans opened at $13.67, down a penny. And May of next year opened at $13.77. That was up about 7.25 cents a bushel. In the products, July soybean meal opened this morning at $3.46.50, down 50. August at $3.50.50, up 1.50. July soybean oil opened at $60.70, down 34. The August at $61.05, down 35 cents. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle opened this morning at $94.05, 100 weight, down 27.5 cents. August, $110. Down 15, $100.10. The October feeder or live cattle contract opened at 106.35, down 12.5, and December opened down 20 rather, at 107.85. The August feeder cattle contract opened this morning at 113.50, down 27.5. September 114.70, down 20. October feeders 115.50, down 50, and November 116.20, down 20. Lean hogs for June opened at 75.62.5, down 40. July at 75.55, down 72.5. August lean hogs 76.85, down 50. And October 72.75 on the open, down 57.5. Pork bellies for July opened at 75.10, down 15. And the August contract opened unchanged at 75.10 as well.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
So people are looking at the crude oil contract to see if that helps guide the market today. In the July crude oil contract in New York, is currently trading down 51 cents a barrel at 123.80, the August down 105 at 123.65. The gold contract for July is currently at 16.70 an ounce. That's the silver contract for July, 16.70 an ounce, down 13.5 cents. Gold contract for August is at 886.50, up 1 even. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.38, up 14. The CRB index is at 418.26, that's down 147. On the Wall Street indexes, the Dow is up 40 points at the moment at 12,443. The NASDAQ is up 16 at 2,497. And the S&P is up 3.5 at 1381. Current trade right now in Chicago, the wheat is up between a quarter penny on the December contract to the nearby right now, up 12.5 cents a bushel. Nickel to 5.5 cents up in Kansas City. Corn is up between 2 and 3.5 cents, and the nearby July soybeans are up 15.5 cents, with the rest of the table between a nickel and 13 cents higher. Joining us now for an analysis on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Tom. A nice wet morning here in Oakland, somewhere in the 6 to 7 inch rain area around this area. And major flooding in corn and soybean fields throughout the central Illinois and parts of west central Indiana.
Yeah, are traders taking that into assessment today, considering the trading pit is just 150 miles north?
Yes, they are well aware of it. The cash grain area of Illinois, Indiana, is well known throughout the world. And if something happens in Champaign to Danville to Paris to Tuscola, you bet your life they know what's going on.
Well, that is certainly showing up, I guess, maybe partially showing up in the current trade with corn and beans.
Decatur
both up right
also
now.
Is a major flooding area as well.
Can't forget Decatur and even Springfield area,
yes.
Too. What other factors might there be in this increase as we start trading on this Wednesday?
Well, yesterday, it's always good to go back one day and then let's go forward, but there was an announcement that there was some bird flu with Tyson in Arkansas on a major flock. It was contained, and they don't feel it's a major problem. There's still people are looking and studying the CFTC public comments that they made yesterday about the commodity futures trade. We do sense that the marketplace is definitely watching with a great deal of interest those comments, because they do have a lot of teeth and there is a lot of bad publicity, and particularly to the crude oil trading. Crude oil, as you mentioned, is trading lower this morning, and commodity funds, last week started repositioning some of their positions based on some of these developments that were going to take place. As a general feeling in the industry, anything that was mentioned here was rather transparent or with the ability to be a manageable situation in the commodity industry and shouldn't do any harm to this industry giant.
There was previous analysis that mentioned that the CFTC report, people are going to look at it, go, okay, and then move on. Is it kind of a shrug of the shoulders at this point, or are people really taking that into consideration?
The CFTC did say we have four or five tools that we can use, and it's sort of like a misbehaving child. If there's a stick in the closet or four or five sticks in the closet, the industry knows that it is going to have to do things in a little different way, but it is manageable. And I think it's also very positive in the fact, because we don't want any major subprime problems where the market gets out of hand or distorted or anything else. And you really, a good, honest market is still what everybody wishes, and that's going to make the industry very healthy for years to come.
How's the market shaping up technically right now?
Well, technically, the major trend in, soybeans at the present time is higher. The corn market is higher. And, of course, the wheat market, the trend is lower. We do get reports that the world wheat production is better, particularly in Australia and the U.S., and there's reasons to believe that the early harvesting wheat is coming in a lot better. The big factor here is that wheat is going to probably turn into a feed grain, and flat prices in wheat are probably going to go lower in the next 30 to 45 days.
All right.
As far as the corn's concerned, this weather with 4 million additional corn acres that still need to be planted should be supportive, particularly on good hard dips.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Have a good one.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Looking at the markets once again as we go through the first couple of hours of trading, July Kansas City wheat is up 7.5 cents right now at 7.95 and a half. September up 6 at 8.08 and a half. July wheat in Chicago is up 7.5 cents a bushel at 7.58. September at 7.79 and a half, up 12 and a half. December 7.99, up 9 and a quarter. A little bit lower on the corn pit right now. The July is trading at 6.09, up a penny. September, 6.22 and three quarters, up 1.5. Dease corn, 6.37, only up 0.75 cents. And the March at 6.53, up 2. July beans are currently trading at 13.68, up 8.5 cents. August up 13 at 13.78. September beans, 13.61, up 5. November, 13.62, up 8.25 cents. Bean meal for July currently at 350.80. That's up 3.80 right now. The bean oil down 59 cents, though, at 60.45. On the Merck, live cattle for June at 93.92.5, down 40. Feeder cattle for August at 113.40, down 37.5. And the June lean hog contract is at 74.95, down 107.5. The Dow right now is up 70 points at 12,473, with the NASDAQ up a healthy 28 points at 2509, the S&P up 7 at 1384.56, and the crude oil for July now down 51 cents a barrel again at 123.80. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Today in southern Illinois and southwest Indiana, chance of thunderstorms early, otherwise mostly sunny and hot, and a flash flood watch is in effect for most of the central third of Illinois and much of central into southern Indiana through this evening. Mostly cloudy elsewhere in the two states with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs from around 70 along the lakefront in Chicago to 92 in far southern Illinois.